Okay. Mitzvah, Yud Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. Mitzvah, which is a strong word, but it's a mitzvah lorutz kishahaylech lebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash lesharm mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to run when you get to beis medrash or to do any other mitzvah. Shenemar nirdevil ladas es Hashem. Uksiv derech mitzvasecha orutz. Lachin afilu b'Shabbos motel lorutz with bar mitzvah. Even on Shabbos, when we're normally not supposed to run, we're allowed to run to a dvar mitzvah. B'sayich beis haknesses, b'sayich beis hamedrash, also lorutz. But once you get to the beis haknesses, then there's no longer a mitzvah for you to run. Right? Meaning, you think, okay, if you see this towards the front, so keep running. No, it's not covered beis medrash to run. As a matter of fact, when you get to the door of the shul, you're supposed to pause for a little bit. You shouldn't go in there suddenly. You should be scared from the Hadar Gaina, from the splendor, whatever the Lashon is, meaning you should fear Hashem. That's like taking Rishos. Right? We do that by Matoivu, we add Matoivu, and we do that by Shachris. I don't know if we do that by, I'm sure there are those that do by Mincha Ma'ar, but we do it by Shachris. And then you go with fear and trepidation, I think they translated, when you go in front of the king. And a city that the Yidden have their own streets, mitzvah l'sata b'tzitzis, it's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, to go like this to the shul. But if you live amongst Goyim, you have to go on the streets that are dirty. You're supposed to put on your towels and tefillin in the hallway of the shul. Because it's a great inyan to go into the Beis HaKnesses when you're already wearing tzitzis and tefillin. I think many people are not makbid on this. I asked my father why he wasn't makbid on it. He told me Rabbi Freifeld wasn't makbid on it, so he didn't feel that he should be makbid on it. So again, really, we should do this. Really, we should do this in at home, but we don't do it at home because we live amongst Goyim. So I'm not sure, because what's a big deal to what I live across the street from YFR? If I die in YFR, I don't know what the big deal is to put the towels and fill it on, and the streets are not really dirty either. It seems like we don't do it. It seems like even in Eretz Yisrael, people don't do it. Okay, Yud Beis. In Machmas Eza Einus, Eina Yochel Leil Beis HaKnesset Leil Beis HaMedrash. Let's say you're an Einus and you can't go to Shul. Afilu L'Sham Minyan Kavua Yesh Leil Eza Minyan Melelechus. And even other Minyan Kavuas that are not in your Shul, meaning he's going on for what we learned yesterday, that really is supposed to daven in a set Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash. Let's say you can't make it there. And let's say you can't make it to a different minyan someplace else. So Yisamas the Kabbat Sesora Noshim Yishchei Yispal Al Kol Panu Beveisa Betzibur. Then you should at least try and gather a minyan in your house. And if that's not possible, Yispal Al Kol Panu Beshoshat Tzibur Yispalin Shazu Eis Rotzen. Then at the minimum, what you should do is, if you're davening at home, you should daven at the same time that the minyan is davening. Let's say somebody lives in a town that doesn't have a minyan, then you should daven at the time that the tzibur is davening in the cities. And it means Shmoneh Esrei. Like, not like right at the beginning of davening. It means when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei. And does it have to be your regular shul? Seems like it should be your regular minyan. Fine. The question is, if you're in a different time zone, right? So if you're in a different time zone, should you, which time would you daven at the time zone, the time that is in your time zone? Do you do it meaning, let's say you're in the West Coast, you normally daven 8 o'clock in the morning. So should you daven 8 o'clock in the morning, the West Coast time, or should you daven 5 o'clock in the morning in the West Coast, because that's when it is 8 o'clock? I think it goes with 8 o'clock where you are, but I don't know. Ach, in tzarech lilmud elasik b'malachta and chutz lebe. Let's say somebody has to learn or be busy with work
that are important to him. As far as Simon Ches, the also lahaskel kedar tefillin, we learn that you're not allowed to do anything for you daven. Yochel lahaktem atzmei l'spalo tekef mishatanet zechama. Then you're allowed to daven before the minyan, and you daven immediately after netzachama. Fine. Yud gemul v'chein mishachal l'shlivoi. The kasha lov lahamtem lechol ad lachad gemar tefillos atzibur. It's too difficult for you to wait until after the davening with the tzibur. Then it's mutter for you to eat in your house in order that you should eat. Now, so you see from here again from the kitzur that the kitzur shita is that it's better to daven b'yichidus and to eat after davening than to eat before davening in order that you have koyach to daven. Meaning, if there are makilim that hold that you could. There are makilim that hold that you could eat before davening. That's if you need koyach to daven, right? But if you have koyach to daven, if you daven at home, then the kitzur holds. Then daven at home and then eat and then go to shul. Right? That's what he said before in Simon Ches. Off of a davening basis, what the lahakim to loss of binyan zeh. This halacha, another halacha that many people are not aware of. That it's dafka in your home, is it mutter for you to start davening before the minyan? Meaning the minyan, you want to daven at the same time that the minyan is davening. But let's say you're in a rush or whatever it is, and you can start davening at home before. Aval in bala beis haknesses sheyesham tzibur. But if you're in a shul, there's a tzibur. Also lo lahaktim tefilasa letfilas tzibur. It's also for you to daven before the tzibur. And even if you want to leave and daven in a different room, you're not allowed to do that either. Because that's a bezayin to the tzibur to do that. So if you're in a rush, you should not daven before the minyan. Right? Because that's a bezayin. And you shouldn't leave to daven in a different room either. But if you see that the tzibur is pushing up davening, then you should daven alone before zman tefila. That you're allowed to do. Let's say you're a chayla or you have another oynis. Then you're allowed to start davening early, even in the shul.
This is talking about Shmoneh Esrei, right?
Shmoneh Esrei, correct. But yes, you can go ahead of the shul. You can go ahead for brichas kriya shema and all that.
What about after Shmoneh Esrei?
After Shmoneh Esrei is no problem. But what's better is if you go home to daven. Now he the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Kitzur says that if you're a chayla, you're an oynis, it's mutter for you to start early. That's only if everybody in the shul is aware of why you're davening early. Then you're allowed to do it. But if nobody is going to in the shul is going to be aware of why you're davening early, then you're right back to the original din that he said, and therefore you are not allowed to start before. That's an important thing to know. If you know that you're going to have to leave before the minyan, then don't go to shul. So, it's a hard thing to fathom nowadays, like we discussed the other day, that there's like this pressure to daven with a minyan, but not always is going to shul the proper thing to do. Fine, you dial it. Yeah, 99% of the time, it is the proper thing to do. Let's call a spade a spade. Okay, you dial. Yeah, so this we don't keep anymore, this din, because the shuls are used to having multiple minyanim. But there's a yeshem that says if the tzibur already davened in the shul, and then comes another minyan, upon the 10 guys show up late, ain't l'shliach tzibur asheni lamik v'vokum shomer arishon, then the new shliach tzibur should not stand by the bima, stand by the same place that the first shliach tzibur stood, because then it looks bad to the rishonim. Im loy shekvar yatzu rishonim misakneses, unless the first minyan already totally left, then you can, right? Meaning, because it looks like, the way I understand it, it looks like, oh, what, our minyan wasn't good enough for you, you guys got to come make your own, right? And if the first minyan took out a sefer Torah and they read it, the second minyan should not take out the sefer Torah a second time to read it in that shul. See, he says it himself. Many kilos, they're not makbid. Everything goes according to the minig of gila. So I'm assuming this is because of machloiks. That was one of the issues here. Okay, tezvav kaifin b'nei ha'ir zeh zeh livnei beis haknesses beis hamedrash. The cities can force each other to build the beis haknesses or the beis hamedrash v'livnei svarim lilmedim, and to buy svarim to learn. Now we don't do kfiya anymore. We don't have the power to force people to do anything. And if let's say they're not getting a minyan together, so then they could force each other with knossos, right? They can fine each other. That people have to make sure they come to minyan, so that it's a play on words that the yisbata la tamid, the carbon tamid. That's what davening is for, is replacing the carbon tamid. So it's not proper if you some days you have a minyan, some days you don't. But filu alaimdim, and even those that are learning, shayideza yispatul mi limudam, that they're going to have to stop their learning. We force them to come to minyan. Davening and learning are two separate things. So don't the learning guys shouldn't say. Learning guys should not say that they need to. That they need to learn now and they can't come help make the minyan, so they have to come make help make the minyan. I don't know if this applies if you have a new minyan that's starting to establish themselves and they want to take guys out of his fetish to learn. I don't know what to say about that. Mustama, they should not stop learning. And then, of course, you have the classic where a guy misses mincha in the middle of second Seder and he says, should I go down with a minyan or should I just dive in yeshiva? That's a classic question. I personally answer them and say, if you never ever battle and you never come late, then davi yechidus. But if sometimes, you know, you go get a coffee and then 15 minutes later, you've solved all the world's problems, then you should go down with a minyan. Okay. Dine simen yud gimel. Dine kedushas beis haknesses beis hamedrash. The dinim of the kedusha of a shul. Uboy hei sifim. So Aleph, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses of Beis HaMedrash G'day L'Moed. The Kedusha of a Shul and a Beis HaMedrash is G'day L'Moed. Muzanam Aleim Lira Mimi Shehu Shaychin Behem Yisparach Shemoy. And we have to be fearful of the one who lives there, which is Hashem. Yosiv Mikdashay Tiro. Beis HaKnesses of Beis HaMedrash Nekroim Gamkein Mikdash. That's called Mikdash Ma'at. Yosiv Ve'elehem L'Mikdash Ma'at. V'dashinan E'lebat HaKnesiyus about the Mejoshes. So they all have Chashivas. And he quotes here in the Prima Gadim holds that even as this Nashim and any other place that the Tzibur gathers to learn Torah, let's say the Aitzar Asfarim, the side places where they daven, all those have Chashivas. But Lachem, also Ledavrim Devarim Betalim, it is also to speak mundane matters in a Shul or a Bismarish. Vein Mechashmin Cheshbainas, and you cannot calculate calculations, Elishal Mitzvah only if it's a Mitzvah. Kigoin Kupa Shal Tzedakah. For tzedakah u'kedoma and similar things to that. So the question becomes, so why do we all talk in shul if we're not allowed to? Forget about talking during davening. How do we talk even not during davening? So basically, we say that the shuls in Chutz La'aretz, which have less kedusha than the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, were built on a tenai that it doesn't have kedusha. That's why you can make kiddushim there. That's where we're allowed to talk, even though it's still not preferable. How this all works is quite technical. Gemara's in Megillah. But bottom line is the assumption is that they're all built on a tanai. Without that tanai, there would be also to talk. So, but that's the default in Eretz Yisrael. It seems like we say the same thing. And we have to be naig in the covered to sweep them, or the ravtzam. Ravtzam means to, when they had dirt floors, to spray water on them so that they stay clean and neat. And you light neiris there for covered. That's probably the chassidim are very makpun on making sure to light neiris. Ein lanashim ben bonav akitanu. You should not kiss your younger children when they're in shul. She'en uroi laharisham ava acheres zulas avas Hashem yisparach. You shouldn't be showing other beings love other than to Hashem. So then there's a whole deal in the Pesukim. So it says that you're only not supposed to kiss children. Okay, what about kissing, you know, you see a friend from a long time or a chassan or like that. So is that showing love? So a lot of the places can say that's not called showing love. If you want to, you're congratulating somebody you haven't seen them. That's it's not. It's just showing a. It's covered in Derech Eretz. It's not really to show love. So Memela, that's why there are those that you see. Many people say you're not allowed to do it, but there are those you see Rosh Hashivas that do kiss and they say that's what they're being Simcha. All right. That's enough for tonight. It's never enough for tonight, but that's where we will stop. Thank you for tuning in, and everybody should have a good night. Surah Thomas.